Let's go, Brandon. Establishment media claim right-wing slur hurled at Biden during Christmas Eve. By Wendell Hasebo on December 25, 2021. Establishment media claimed on Friday a right-wing slur was hurled at President Biden during a Christmas Eve call. Merry Christmas, and let's go, Brandon. An individual who identified as Jared said to Jill and Joe Biden over the phone. The popular phrase is coded language that means fuck Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon, I agree, Biden immediately replied. After the incident, NBC News reported that a right-wing slur had been used against the president. Biden was subjected to a right-wing anti-Biden slur during a Christmas Eve call, the outlet wrote. The president did not appear to recognize that the phrase is used by the right wing as a euphemism for F. Joe Biden, NBC News acknowledged. Let's go, Brandon has been repeated by a number of prominent figures on the right, and Republican members of Congress have even shouted it from the House floor. When the president travels, he is often met by protesters holding Let's Go, Brandon signs. Bloomberg also claimed Let's Go, Brandon is a code slur. A traditional White House holiday call with military families ended awkwardly Friday when one father told President Joe Biden, "Let's go, Brandon," a slur used by some conservatives, and hung up after Biden asked his kids about their Christmas wishes. The phrase has become code for F. Joe Biden in conservative circles. When he heard it, Biden responded, "Let's go, Brandon. I agree," but did not otherwise react to the remark. The White House declined to comment. ABC News only labeled the phrase a vulgar insult that expresses opposition to Biden's failed policies. The phrase is a vulgar insult that has become code for the phrase, F. Joe Biden. It stems from a reporter misinterpreting a chant after a NASCAR race and is popular among conservatives opposed to the president. Along with Bloomberg, ABC News reported the White House did not comment on Biden's use of the vulgar phrase. In November, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the popularity of the phrase is not much thought about by the president. I don't think he spends much time focused on it or thinking about it, she claimed. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.